Alabama has more historically black colleges and universities, or HBCUs, than any state in the nation. Many of those schools and others across the country struggle financially to stay afloat. U.S. Senator Doug Jones is working to boost federal funding of HBCUs. Tomorrow, he holds his first annual HBCU summit at Lawson State Community College. Jones talked with WBHM's Gigi Dubin.
HBCUs, I think, face unique challenges, and they also have a student population that is very similar. And getting these folks together in one place to compare notes, talk about their challenges, but also talk about their best practices, I think is going to be helpful to each of them. It's going to be helpful to me and my staff about what we can do to help them going forward. You know, we secured a 14% funding increase for them last year. And as we go, we will be able to learn more to help develop programs. I'm on the education committee here in the Senate that might be specifically helpful for those folks.
And let's talk for a moment about that 14% increase in federal funding that you secured for HBCUs. What will that mean for some of these schools? What specifically will that money go toward?
Well, it can go for a number of things. It can go to teachers. It can go to infrastructure. The funding, you know, for HBCUs has been pretty flat for the last 5 or 6 years until last year. And so this money can go into their coffers to use as they see fit. One of the problems is that, you know, these colleges and universities do not have the same kind of endowments as other colleges do. It's significantly lower. And so so they depend more on college tuition, which is a problem, because if you start raising college tuition too much, you're going to have fewer students. So this money will help supplement that to give them the infrastructure, the technology to create additional degrees, those kind of things that they can work to put to the education of their students, that they can attract more and not only attract them, but keep them there and get those degrees.
So I want to turn to a report that the U.S. Government Accountability Office issued this past summer. That report found that HBCUs have significant needs, everything from modernizing their facilities to building repairs, but that when it came to a federal loan program specifically for HBCUs for capital projects, fewer than half of those schools took advantage of the program. So can you see somebody saying, why would the government offer HBCUs more help when they're not leveraging the dollars that are available to them right now?
Yeah, I certainly can see that. And that's one of the things that we're doing with this HBCU summit. And that is bringing people, and one of the things we're going to have is a grant writing workshop. I think one of the problems has been that we have not really fully let people know what they can avail themselves to.
I want to go back to almost 2 years ago when HBCU leaders met in the Oval Office with President Trump. The president then signed an executive order moving the federal program that supports HBCUs from the Department of Education back to the White House. And the idea, as it was presented then, was that the administration could possibly send more funding to HBCUs in the future. Where do things stand with that? Have HBCUs become a priority for the White House?
Well, it doesn't. It sure doesn't seem that way. That was a wonderful photo op that the president had right after taking office. But, you know, I don't think that they have matched that photo opportunity with dollars. The president's budget that year, as well as the one he sent over last year, didn't do anything to increase the funding for HBCUs. That was a function of Congress. You know, we secured that 14% funding for HBCUs. I'd love to see them take it on, but it just doesn't seem to be. We seem to be spending money in other ways through the administration, but it doesn't seem to be coming back to our historically black colleges and universities.